Scott Harreld is known for his interviews.
Boy, you're asking great questions. I think you're in the right career path, my friend. I really do.
Scott Harreld's SOS Radio podcast starts now.
Getting married, that's the easy part. Staying married, that's where it gets challenging. And in the face of storms, some marriages grow stronger, and other ones, unfortunately, they just get strained. And we're talking about how we keep hope in marriage in the midst of storms. And we're talking with authors Jeff and Sarah Walton today at SOS Radio. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
So, Jeff, you and Sarah have been married for 16 years, and on your wedding day, you vowed for better or for worse, but you never really imagined that the for worse part would actually overwhelm you and pretty much dominate the next several years.
No, that is for sure. And it's probably like everyone that gets married, you're on cloud nine, and you can only think about one thing of just getting married and enjoying the happy days, but you never are prepared for those hard, tough days that inevitably, as Christ followers, we're all going to see some sort of trial. And so that was a rude awakening for us. And, you know, it didn't take long into our marriage to start seeing some of these layered effects that we've seen and that we do write about in our book over the course of our 16 years of marriage.
So, Sarah, what was that first lesson you had to learn the hard way?
Oh, well, the first one comes to mind easily. We had just had our first child, and he was about 7 weeks old, and he suddenly spiked a really high fever, which anyone knows at that age is really concerning, and had 5 long days of fearing that we were going to lose him. They couldn't figure out what was wrong, but they knew something was wrong, and it was serious. And so we went from thinking maybe meningitis to leukemia to blood disorders. And long story short, we ended up leaving the hospital 5 days later without answers. And so I remember sitting there, we were actually in our third year anniversary, and we were in the hospital. And that was the first test of us really having to ask, do we really trust the Lord if he takes our child that we just had 7 weeks ago? And that was really hard. That was the beginning of really testing even how we both responded to trials, which is usually different between spouses. So that kind of started off the trajectory of trials that only intensified from there.
We're talking with Jeff and Sarah Walton today at SWS Radio. We're talking about Together Through the Storms. It's their brand new book, and it's really about marriage and finding some encouragement when life hurts. And Jeff and Sarah, that was the reality of your marriage when it started, and God's made you stronger through that. But I know this season we're in right now, it's tough for a lot of couples where they're home 24/7, the added stress of the kids, or we become homeschool parents or working from home. I mean, half of us didn't even realize what our spouse was doing like 8 hours a day when they were outside of the home, right, Jeff?
Yeah, that is very true. For us, it's been a little different from the standpoint of I was in a startup company and got laid off actually back in November. So I've kind of been in the job transition mode since then for the last 5 months. And now it's just, along with millions and millions of other Americans, we're now all in the same boat, trying to tread water, keep our head above, and survive in the new normal of just this pandemic, which is, you know, for Sarah and I, it's our 4 kids now are home and juggling the e-learning, and that's putting a ton on Sarah's plate. And for myself, just continuing to try and find a job where a lot of hiring is just at a freeze. And so it's the questions that continue to arise, like any kind of trial or difficulty that comes up is why and how long is this going to last, God? And, you know, the confusion of what's next and where do you even want us to go with this, God? And so all that's kind of layered in on top of some of our challenges that we've had, you know, with health conditions and Sarah's chronic illness, and then our challenges with our son. And financial is certainly a concern with paychecks being gone for the last 5 months, and I'm the sole provider. Sarah's able to stay at home, thankfully. But we have seen God just tremendously, time and time again, just be so faithful through these valleys and through these days that could be dark if we don't have the hope in Christ. And so I think that's what we really try and cling to in these times when nothing seems clear and we have no clear direction or timetable for when God's going to bring us through this. I think for Sarah and I, we've been in many of these seasons of waiting. We've been certainly in seasons where there's the unknown and where is going to be the next point of relief. But like the story of Job, they just keep coming time and time again from every different angle. And so that's what we try and draw out in our book. A lot of these truths of taking our eyes off of our circumstances and also off of our spouse, not letting that become kind of our crutch or our savior, and letting our eyes fix on our one and true savior, our Lord Jesus Christ.
You know, the book of Job is one of the tougher books of the Bible. I mean, he's a man that followed God. And a lot of times as Christians, we think like, if I'm honoring God, if I'm doing things right, then everything should go easy for me. But that's not one of the promises in the Bible. Unfortunately, a lot of times there is drama. A lot of times there's conflict. A lot of times, you know, there's persecution. But you know what? We're not immune to problems because there's sin in this world. Well, Jesus has redeemed us. We want things to be better. And God doesn't promise that. But Sarah, God promises us hope.
He sure does. And I think that is really why we kept going back to the book of Job. You're right. It's not the book you think, oh, I'm going to go read a really hopeful book in the Bible. I'm going to go read Job. But actually, as soon as you face any challenge in life, that becomes such a gift because it helps us give a perspective of a true God's perspective of suffering. We do often have this tendency, I think, just to naturally think, if I'm following the Lord, he's going to protect me. He's going to keep harm from happening. But we will find out sooner or later that's not a promise that we're given, like you said. And so Job really does give us this helpful picture. What does God promise us? God does not promise us answers in our suffering. Job never learned why he was suffering. He never learned why he lost so much in life. He didn't know the story of Satan and God, and Satan being the one inflicting him. But what does God do? He wants to give Job a picture of who he is, so that he is the one that is giving Job the foundation and the stability, and the one that he's putting his trust in him alone, not anything that is in his life. And that's ultimately what we're needing to do, is we're wanting to be able to take our eyes off of the things we just naturally, I think, look for our security in, our jobs, our comforts, our kids, our spouse maybe, and take our eyes off of those things, because those are not going to be permanent, they are unstable, and they're not going to satisfy us or save us. And so sometimes it's God's grace that he removes some of those things, and actually is a testimony to his love for us to release our grip on this world, to help us see that he has more for us in Christ. And that is what he does through Job's life. He helps show him, you believe these things are true of me, but now I want to put to the test and show you so that you know and live out and see without a doubt that these things are true. And that is what we, Lord willing, will experience in our lives as we are pushed more into the scripture to say, well, what does God say? He's not going to protect me from suffering. What promises do I have to hold on to? And then we can go throughout all of scripture, not just Job, and see that our suffering first, we have to look through the cross, that our worst suffering would be coming in eternity had Christ not saved us. And so as I look to the cross and I say, okay, if Jesus was willing to go to the cross and die for me to save me from my sins for an eternity with him in heaven, I have to believe that if he's allowing this now, he has something greater for me in it. And that needs to be our constant perspective that we look through, and that he will redeem it one day. Because of the cross, he promises that he will be redeeming everything that we go through, both now as he grows us, and eternally, he will one day make all things new.
We're talking about being together through the storms with Jeff and Sarah Walton today at SWS Radio. We're talking about that specifically in the context of marriage. And Jeff, a lot of times grief and loss are often too much to take on individually, but as couples, grief feels like it compounds when you're both processing grief in different ways. And a lot of couples who lose a child, they start to isolate, and that can easily end in divorce. You see it from a humanistic standpoint, why it would drive people that one way. But for the two of you, you've learned to navigate grief in a very different way that actually brought you together.
Yeah, and that's a great point. You know, it's going to do one of two things. It's suffering or any adversity in life is either going to drive you towards Christ or away from Christ. And ultimately, that's what we need to have in line. And in the context of marriage, it's going to do a similar fashion. It's either going to strengthen and link arms with your spouse, or else it's going to allow you to kind of extend your arm and just keep that distance. That confusion and how you're wrestling with things, and if you're not communicating, that continues to build that wall and to be able to have that bitterness and that resentment that's building up. And one of the things that has just been so much of a gift of God's grace, and as I've been growing in this, I say probably in the last 2 years, is really understanding what the gift of lamenting is. And that's simply just talking to God and bringing our pain and our grief to him. And so we can see that when we're going through something hard, we can feel very paralyzed. But then we ultimately, in our head, we know kind of what hopefully is true of God. And so how do we bridge that gap between our current suffering with how we feel and our feelings about God, which don't align what we know to be true about God? And so now we need to bridge that gap of the knowing and to the seeing and believing. And that's really what we learn through Job and through the Psalms and Lamentations and other men and women in the Bible, is how to wrestle between the pain that we're going through and allow that to lead us to a growing trust and a renewal of hope in God. And it's such a great model through Job, where he is questioning God and bringing his complaints. And ultimately, his heart's in a good spot. He's not sinning through this. And God wants us to bring our struggles and our turmoil and what we're wrestling with to him. God is the God that is wanting to carry these burdens for us. And what a gift that is. We can take our thoughts directly to God, and then calling these truths to mind, again, we have to have that turning point in a lament where it's the and, the but statement, the yet statement of, yet I know you are my redeemer. I know you are my rock. I know you are the God of my salvation. So we have to make that conscious choice to fight for hope and remember God's faithfulness. And then through that, we receive the gift of that strength and the joy of the Lord to come around and to rejoice. Not that all things are going to be restored like Job, but we have to look beyond this earth, beyond our earthly comforts, to the joy and the hope that we have through the work of the finished work of the cross.
Everyone grieves differently, and in the context of marriage, communication is paramount. We're talking about that with Jeff and Sarah Walton today at SWS Radio. And Sarah, you and Jeff have been married for 16 years, and you've suffered through some rough things in that time. And what have you learned as it relates to grief?
Practically, most spouses, I think, will grieve differently. The face of it will look different. So it's been helpful just to acknowledge that. I may be grieving outwardly, and tears may come very easily, where Jeff may seem stoic and not be looking emotional, not be looking very affected by something. And so if that is the case, I can maybe be tempted to think he doesn't care. Why should I even share how I'm feeling? He clearly isn't affected by this. Or he might be just trying to survive and throwing himself into distraction or work and trying to hold it together, maybe because he feels like he has to, because I'm struggling too. So we have to remember that we're going to be walking through that grief a little bit differently, which will help us give grace to one another. But also we need to remember, we need to communicate that with each other of, how is this affecting you? How can I help you grieve through this? And not trying to jump on each other when we say comments in our grief that we're just struggling with. Giving each other a little space to grieve when it doesn't always look very pretty. And I think that helps just put some guardrails around maybe perceiving things that aren't actually there, and help us remember that we're doing this together. We're both in this grief, even though it may look a little different. And I think that just helps guard your marriage a little bit from some of those lies. And like Jeff had said, the resentment that can build if we're feeling disconnected from each other, that can just be really helpful to protect our relationship.
We're talking with Jeff and Sarah Walton today at SWS Radio, and they actually have a new book. It's called Together Through the Storms. It's biblical encouragement for your marriage when life hurts. Thanks for sharing with us today, Jeff.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you very much.
You're clear to go. Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion, give it a 5-star rating in your app store. The way the technology works, your ratings really help spread the word.